I'm amazed at this. It says here it's the latest TikTok challenge, which apparently has been going on for a few months now. I'm just getting wind of this. It comes from the Windy City. Maybe it's appropriate. You know, TikTok, the social media quick video site, which has many very positives. A lot of people use it, especially the younger crowd,
yep,
utilizing it more and more and more. But it's also had some serious concern about sometimes challenges that have come up that, in some cases, have even led to deaths, I mean, of people following. So it says here, the latest challenge from TikTok, which has been going on for a few months now, shows you how you can power up Kia and Hyundai cars with just a USB cable. The theft of Kia and Hyundai cars in certain cities skyrocketing because of this TikTok challenge. People are stealing cars, powering them up with USB cables.
I need to take that video down.
I think they have, or tried to. Mm-hmm. Chicago, for example, has seen a 767% increase in those thefts of the two car brands compared to 1 year ago.
How did somebody figure this out, I guess? Well,
how does somebody figure any of these things out?
Yeah.
Wow.
Technical minds out there nowadays.
Yeah. Too surprising. I guess.
In Portland, Hyundai thefts up 153%. Kia thefts up 269%. In Columbus, the two brands accounting for 38% of all stolen cars so far in the year 2022.
So what does it do? Bypass the ignition lock?
Got me. It just says you can power up.
Oh, you haven't done it yet.
No, Charlie has not done it yet. No, he has not tried it yet. No. Well,
two reasons. One, I would never be on TikTok in the first place.
Well, there you go, yeah.
Or engage in Grand Theft Auto.
I suspect you access a vehicle computer system with a USB and a phone or something to activate it.
If you're actually starting the car, though, you'd have to bypass the ignition.
It's gotten so bad in Milwaukee that officials are advising Kia and Hyundai owners to buy steering locks or invest in more advanced safety systems. Holy cow.
Wait, the steering locks, those, are those still
bars?
Around?
Remember
the club?
Yeah, from the 90s? Yeah,
absolutely.
Those are still around.
Oh, my gosh. You remember those famous commercials
with
the club? They were all over the place. Yeah. A story here about a woman who just bought her Kia home outside of Minneapolis, and it was stolen within days.
Huh.
Jeez. I put a link up on the Morning Team page if you want to read more into the story. But yeah, that's what it says here. The challenge shows how the tip of a phone charger or USB cable can power up a Hyundai or a Kia.
All right.
Chicago police say that these carjackings are a crime of opportunity and can affect almost any member of the community. Well, if you want to hear Kia or
you
Hyundai,
those too, right?
Yeah.
Everybody.
Oh, okay. So there's my security measure. I drive a Silverado. I'm safe, apparently. Until somebody decides how they're going to do that. I'm just, wow.
Yeah. I know. Well, that's what I said. I'm surprised that somebody actually sits around thinking about this stuff. I mean, I think about whether or not to, you know, bet on the Lions or why did they ever make Caddyshack 2? I mean, that's where my mind goes.
Betting on the Lions is dangerous in its own right. That might be its own.
I think you ought to make a TikTok.
There's a TikTok. That's a TikTok challenge. Well, just so you're aware of it, it's going on. You know, this is one of the things we do. I read the other day, speaking of TikTok, if I'm not mistaken, again, this goes to the younger generation, where they're actually using TikTok as a quote-unquote search engine more than they're utilizing Google.
Like the Google?
Because they find that TikTok is more defined. If you search for something in Google, it's just too massive.
Yeah,
TikTok is giving them a more defined availability. Then if they find something they want to discover more about, maybe they'll search out specifically on Google. But TikTok is becoming their go-to.
Mm-hmm.
So
you go on TikTok and you put in how to steal a Kia or Hyundai.
And
is that what you do?
I don't know if the video is still up there. I'm sure it's got to be down now. I would hope anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It says here, TikTok has removed. However, copies are surfacing.
Of course.
Of course.
And TikTok is asking users to report any copies now that they've found it.
Well, that's just
such is the world.
That is
such
right.
is the world we live in today.
Yes, it is.